Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show. Strong, the powerful Tim James has returned to Lifeblood. Welcome back, Tim.
George, thanks for having me on, brother.
Yeah, excited to have you back. Tim is also known as the Health Hero. He is the founder of Chemical Free Body and the host of the Health Hero Show. Getting excited to have you back. Tim, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, personal life is going great. I've been working on my health for 10 years. I've healed myself of leaky gut syndrome, eating all those Tums and Rolaids for my acid reflux all day long. That's been gone. Got rid of my bleeding elbows and knees from eczema. I was bleeding rectally for 2.5 years. That's a fun one. I didn't realize, George, there's a lot of people that have rectal bleeding. And it's not just hemorrhoids. It's like it's just our digestive tract and our colons are so screwed up from the standard American diet and stress. It's like, you know, being on podcasts like this or having my own show, I've had a ton of people reach out to me with this problem. I mean, there's a lot of people out there bleeding, but they're like me. They're not running around saying, "Hey, George, guess what I did today? What? I bled out my butt." You know, it's just like you don't go sharing that with people because it's embarrassing. So been able to heal myself all that. Now it's like how healthy can I get? And then how can I make it easier for other people to transform like I have, giving them the basic fundamental tools based on nature. And now I'm working on my spiritual practice and 10 songs on guitar. Very important stuff. So I got a guitar for my kids for Father's Day a couple years ago, and I have a mission to get 10 songs dialed. So that's maybe awesome. The next time you have me on, I can play one.
Okay. I think that's a great idea. So yeah. My mom used to tell me stories that my grandfather would buy my grandmother gifts knowing that she would then not use them. And a couple of examples are a bowling ball and a shotgun. Is that one of those deals where you bought your kids a guitar and they had no intention of playing it because you wanted a guitar, Tim?
No, it was when have I done that? I think I've done that a couple times with my girlfriend. I'm like, "Hey, here's this. If you like it," and like, "I'll take a little bit of that."
Yeah, I think it's probably a natural thing that we've all done at some point. So
yeah, totally. Let's see what else am I up to? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I just want to bring the one thing that I want to do is I want to bring awareness and the truth to things. You know, awareness of like all these toxic man-made chemicals. I just had a guy, Andrew Pace, on my show. It's not out right now. It'll be out next Monday. But he has everything toxic building materials for commercial and stuff and residential, non-toxic paints and flooring and all this stuff. And it's just like he's been at it before the green building movement even got started. Mm. And he explained to me like the green building movement, it's all about environmental stuff. It has nothing to do with human health. But the problem is like they will take like rubber and grind up old commercial tires and resident, you know, people's car tires into rubber, and then they put them on the flooring in like an office building, and that's sustainable, good for the planet, yet it's off-gassing all these toxic chemicals and you're breathing it and it's killing you.
Right. Suboptimal. Right?
So the whole it's like he calls it greenwashed. They put a little couple leaves on it and say eco-friendly, yet it's killing you. It's like there's nobody protecting you. The EPA is, he said, remember, it's the Environmental Protection Agency, not the People Protection Agency.
It's a really good point, you know? Right there.
And I'm like, dude, they're really not protecting the environment either. And the environment is an ecosystem. We are part of that ecosystem. So by default, you would think that they are helping us, but they're not.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, so that's my mission. I like bringing awareness to things that people aren't really thinking about and just try to wake them up so they can make some changes and heal.
Yeah. So listen to that if you want to get freaked out even more that we're all screwed.
Yeah, but it's okay because you can at least you know it.
Yeah,
you know?
And of course I'm only half kidding. Tell me about the spiritual practice that you're working on.
Well, I've been led to a lot of different books and teachers, Jay Krishnamurti. One of the first ones I picked up was Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. I'm just looking at some of the books right now. You know, I have a yoga practice, so that's kind of helped. I followed a guy named Bashar, learned the universal, the five universal laws. Like, you know, one of them is what you put out is what you get back. You know, it's just basic things like that. There's, you know, everything changes except these laws, you know. So the spiritual practice is more of like, I'm reading, I'm getting these aha moments. I'm 47 years old, and I just realized that I still haven't released all my ego yet. So I'm working on that. In fact, I was telling my mom about the situation with my girlfriend, and she's like, oh, you sound like your father. And I was like, dang it. It's like, I know, I still have to work on this. It's like,
thank you, Mom. You can always count on Mom.
The work never ends, but it was good. Yeah. It was good to have that reflection back, and I was like, yep. I needed that, right? So it doesn't matter what age you are, if you're 27 or 17 or 47 or 77, it's never, you're never too old or young to improve on yourself. And one thing I learned from one of my mentors, Dr. Shiva Iyaduri, is that anytime you invest in yourself, whether that's your health, your education, you're going to get a 6 to 10-fold return on that deal. Mm-hmm. Always. So always invest in yourself. Put yourself first.
I love it. Yeah. I don't... It's tough to totally shake that ego if it ever actually happens. But yeah, no matter how old you are. So congratulations on working on that and keep going. There's some positive reinforcement for you. Not that you needed it, Tim.
Well, my mom, I was talking about this yesterday too. It's like my mom like ran around my whole life saying, you're special, you're special, you're special. I don't know what it is about you, but you're going to do something special. You're great. And she like, you know, she wrapped that ego around me, which was good to have when you're a childhood to protect you and give you that strength. But then you, at one point in time, you have to drop it and you have to forgive your parents for all the crap that they've dumped on you, right? So that you can have your freedom and be free of all that stuff. And then you don't like do what I'm doing, which is like, you know, getting so defensive when somebody brings something up when they, hey, I feel like this around you, Tim. And I'm like, I start being defensive rather than just listening to them and giving them space to feel that way. And they have a perfectly good reason or right to feel any way they want to feel. Why do I have to defend myself? You know, so I don't kind of getting off on a tangent here.
No, not at all. I think that that's
yeah, man. It's interesting to me. I really want to spiritual practice is very important to me. And, you know, 10 years ago, somebody told me about that. I laughed at him.
Do you think that you're just available now because you've been able to overcome so many health issues that now you're able to devote time and attention to this?
Yeah. One thing I've noticed is that the healthier people get, it opens up the channel to that spiritual connection.
Yeah.
The healthier your lifestyle, the healthier your foods, the healthier your personal care products, all these things that you're doing, all the inputs to the physical body, because the physical body is connected to the spiritual, right? Obviously. So the cleaner you are and the healthier you are, the easier, the more connection you have. And I noticed this after I left the Hippocrates Health Institute. Just initially when I went through that initial detox, I was like, wow, like I'm healing myself. This is so cool. And it was very sad. I was very satisfied that I was able to learn and to do it myself. And I felt empowered. And then I was like looking around, I was like, never in my life, I was like, wow, there's something more. I knew it was like that spiritual component. I didn't know what it was. And that was 2010 or 2011. It wasn't until 2018 it finally started clicking for me. Listening to a tape on a video on YouTube. And then that led to books. And then, oh, more aha, aha, aha. Wow, boom, 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 boom. And then, you know, this person to that teacher. And, you know, I just keep every morning I try to read at least a chapter or two. In a book and take some notes and then do a little recap. I really want to lock it in. And then it's good, you know, educating myself, investing in me.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, it's such a hugely important thing. It's fascinating. I like to think about sports a lot of the time to draw analogies or metaphors. And you think about, at least a couple of years ago, the difference between the New England Patriots and the Cleveland Browns. Like the Browns, they were having to worry about who was going to play quarterback, and they were having to worry about whether or not they could have a defense. So they were never able to get to the fine details, whereas the Patriots had everything locked up so they could focus on the most minute, random little details that the Browns never could. So if you've got the foundation taken care of, if you're a healthy physical person and, you know, you're working on the different stuff, then you're available to be, you know, pursuing a spiritual practice, enlightenment, whatever it might be. So that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Excellent. So there's so many things we could be talking about. And you mentioned when we were talking a little bit about oral health, now that we are walking around with masks on, when maybe I really had never worn a mask before. Maybe other people had, but tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I think it's a really important topic because, like, my whole journey was about learning about my internal health, basically healing myself from the inside out. It's an inside job, you know, cleaning up my digestive tract and really learning about those little hair-like structures lining my intestinal. They're called villi, and taking good care of them and making sure they're not in a fermentation state with the foods I'm eating, making sure they're in a digestion state for good absorption, and then also making sure that I'm taking good care of my gut microbiome. See, a lot of people, George, aren't aware that our bodies are made up of 380 trillion virus cells, 60 trillion bacterial cells, and 6 trillion human cells. So our bodies are, by cells, are more viruses and bacteria than human. Crazy to think about, right?
Yeah, but that's the fact. Almost impossible to get your brain around.
It is what it is. And your gut microbiome is a big part of your immune system, and it's connected to your brain. So people can have gut issues, and their brain will swell up and have problems, or mental fog could be related to the gut. Well, the gut microbiome is also connected to your oral microbiome. And what I want to do today is, just because it's such an important topic, this is about masks and your oral health and your family's oral health. I want to build awareness of the risks of masks to the people listening and to their children and grandchildren, right? And here's what's going on. We have this thing called oral microbiome. These are our mouth bacteria. They are critical to our overall health because they're connected. So we don't want to decompartmentalize and, like, oh, you got a hand over here and you got a foot and you got some gut bacteria here in the brain. No, everything's connected. Everything's connected. So with that in mind, you have to understand that if one thing suffers, everything else is going to suffer. So what happens when you put a mask on your mouth? Is there any other creature in nature that does this? No, they don't. So it doesn't make sense. So when you put a mask over your mouth or your children's mouth, you are going to raise the temperature in your mouth. The temperature raises, and then guess what else raises? Your acidity. So mask goes on, temperature goes up, acidity goes up. Well, what's the big deal? The environment. You just change the environment. Like, if you go to a desert, what do you got growing there? Cactus, right? You got lizards running around, right? You go to the beach, coastal areas, what do you got there? You got more rain, you know, it's green, and, you know, maybe they got fir trees, lodgepole pines or something like that, right? It's a different environment. Different environment, different creatures. Well, you have 700 of these bacteria in your mouth, and three of these creatures, based on the temperature and the acidity levels, stay at a normal amount. It's okay. One of them is gingivitis. Most people are familiar with that bacteria. What happens is that when the temperature goes up and the acid goes up, those three, including gingivitis, take off and they start growing like weeds. You change the – and so what ends up – what we're seeing now is that dentists across the nation and around the world are seeing a 50% rise in teeth rotting, gum disease, and teeth cracking.
Wow.
People's teeth are cracking and rotting. So – that's a problem, right? So now it gets even worse for children. Children's oral microbiome is actually a development predictor of their future health. So if you put a mask on a child and send them into school and they're wearing that mask all day long, you are actually destroying not only their oral microbiome and their teeth, but you're also destroying their gut microbiome. And that's going to disrupt their – that's a huge part of their immune system. So you're going to screw them up for a long time, you know, for their life. So what we've learned through systems biology from an engineering standpoint through people like Dr. Shiva Iyadure, who is one of the top immune system experts in the world, is that this systems biology has revealed that masks simply disrupt our oral microbiome. It's just that simple. And that's why dentists are reporting an increasing amount of oral and health issues. So there we go.
It sounds like an obvious thing, right? Once you hear it and start talking about it. But yeah, certainly. Yet another second order effect from everything that's going on. Is it just a function of, I suppose if I wear it for 5 minutes a day, it's still going to have an impact. And obviously if I'm wearing a mask for 23 hours a day, it's going to have a far greater impact.
That's huge.
Like how is there are going to be times when I have to wear a mask. It's just a function of try to limit it as much as I can. Tim, people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
A difference-making tip. All right. So I think last time I said put yourself first.
Yep.
Right. So now that you've done that and you put yourself first and you're taking care of yourself, I think let's just give people what I do in my coaching program. Let's get a routine built. And I want you to write out your routine. Your day starts when you go to bed. To make sure you get good sleep. Sleep's where your body restores and regenerates itself. So let's say you're going to bed at midnight. I'm a night owl. But let's start going to bed at 11:30. And then what time can you wake up? 6:30, 6? Okay, pick that time. Eventually, I'd like people to be going to bed at 10:30. But get a go to bedtime, a wake-up time. Stay on that schedule. Make sure you're getting the water into the system. You know, taking, you know, like drinking your supplements, taking a good ones, having, you know, high quality meals, fresh food, the best, the better, you know, and have a routine, making sure you're moving your body every day, stretching, getting outside, getting sunshine, and just put that into your routine. Maybe you start off with just a small framework, and then after you got it down, and it's a habit, then you add another thing, and you add another thing. Before too long, that routine will just become a habit. And then those habits will then change your life.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets – come on. Tim, thank you for coming back on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
They can just find me at chemicalfreebody.com. That's chemicalfreebody.com. I also have a lot of free information on my podcast, The Health Hero Show. And if you guys want to try some of our raw, natural, wildcrafted products, detox and nutrition products, they're all sun-dried or air-dried under 110 degrees to keep the enzymes active. You just go to our products tab and go to the savings bundle section so you can get a discount. And then I'll tell you what, George, how about when you guys check out, I'll give you a new code. It's a 5% discount code, so you can get a double discount. Just type in Lifeblood at checkout, and you can get an additional 5% off. I'll make that code as soon as we get done off this podcast recording here, and then they can get an additional 5% off. And if anything happens and it doesn't work, we have a double your money back guarantee. But I've been doing this for, like I said, for 6 years now, and we've got less than a dozen returns.
Awesome. Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Tim your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to chemicalfreebody.com. Enter Lifeblood at checkout for an additional 5% off, and also check out the Health Hero Show. Thanks again, Tim.
Thanks, brother.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.